wonderful experience tonight. To know that He'll hold to our hand.
Yes.
I thought about the song, "This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize."
Yes.
And then while passing through the air, we'll shout, "Farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer." I sing that song many times. I think it's so pretty. And I thought about this has been such a wonderful camp meeting.
Yes, it has.
And now it's almost over, and I turned over in Jeremiah, and I read this scripture. It says, "The harvest is past.
Uh-huh.
The summer is ended, and we are not saved."
Yes.
And as I read that scripture, I thought, well, I wonder how many come with the intentions at this camp meeting that they would make a change, that they would go to the altar, and that they would get sanctified. And how do you stand tonight? It's almost over, and how do you stand tonight? I'm thankful for the words of wisdom that have been put out, the words of knowledge, and the words of life that have been put out over this stand this week. And I feel like tonight that I'm encouraged to serve the Lord.
I am too, Mom.
That we have drawn the sword for glory, and I'll never call retreat.
No.
We can't comprehend never, but I will never call retreat.
No.
I'm encouraged to serve the Lord. The Lord is good to me.
Yes.
And if you live in earnest before the Lord, if you'll seek the Lord as hidden treasures, He'll bless you.
Yes.
He'll change everything there is around you.
Yes.
He'll change your attitude.
Yes.
He'll change your life. He'll change everything.
Yes.
God don't do anything halfway.
No.
And I thought about this week, too. You know, many times they get up to the stand and they say that they want to make an announcement. And that's good to inform the people. But I thought about that announcement that was made one day when those angels flew through heaven.
Yes.
When that little baby was born that was born in a manger so humble, it didn't take long to make that announcement.
No.
It says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
Yes.
And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not.
Fear not.
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, that you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward man."
Right.
That's the only message and announcements that we have to make tonight to you. And it doesn't take very long. And it's in all simplicity.
Yeah.
The way of salvation is simple. And it's a humble way.
Yeah.
It's nothing hard about it. It doesn't take us very long to tell you that you've got to be converted and sanctified.
That's right.
And it's been the same for generations, and it will never call retreat.
Never
call retreat. I may read something tonight that has already been read, but it's all good. And I won't be very long. We've already had some good sermon, and I'm sure there's plenty here that would like to talk that haven't had a chance. But I wasn't in the morning meetings. I had the privilege to be one that worked with those little children over there. And they were so precious. And as I saw them come in every morning, I said, "Lord, I pray that I could do something, that we could do something that will cultivate that seed."
Yeah.
We don't want these children to grow up and to go out into sin.
No.
We don't want that. We want to hover over them. We want to keep them from everything that we can that's evil and that's bad. And most of all, we want them to know what is the plan of salvation.
Yes, right.
The real, true plan of salvation. I was raised, all of you know how I was raised. I was privileged to have a sanctified home to be brought up into.
Yes, right.
Like many others. But you know, it didn't make it any different for me.
No.
I made a narrow escape just like anybody else, because the only difference, the only thing between me and death was just a brittle thread of life.
Yes.
So it is with everybody else.
Yes.
And the way is laid out. And the Lord treats everybody the same. The plan of salvation is for everybody.
Yes.
Just the same. And so it's on our part.
That's right.
It's available for everybody.
Amen.
And I thought about, I had read a lot before camp meeting about Paul and about Peter and different ones, you know. And there was a lot of opposition. I don't know that any of us have had the opposition that had back then. But you know, the Lord took care of
them. Yes,
us,
He did.
And they were determined. We have to have a determination today. That's what it takes. We have to be determined. And the Lord can give you that determination.
Right.
But I read over in the 12th chapter of Acts, and it says, "Now about the time that Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword.
Yes.
And because he saw that it pleased the Jews,
yeah,
he proceeded further to take Peter also.
Yeah.
And to please man, yeah. And to have a name and the glory and the honor, he thought for himself that this is what he would do. And then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison.
Yeah.
And that was bad enough.
Yeah.
But besides that, he delivered him to four quadrants of soldiers. He was going to be sure that he put enough around him that he thought it was going to be safe. And that nothing was going to happen to him. And he would keep him right down there where he wanted. But what happened when they put Jesus in the tomb?
Yeah.
And they put it, they thought they had it all sealed. But the Lord took care of that.
Yes, he did.
Put him in prison. Let's see. To keep intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Well, we have brothers and sisters that encourage us. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains.
Yes.
And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Be sure that he was going to keep down. They weren't going to let nothing happen to him.
Right.
Those soldiers weren't going to let nothing happen to him if they could help it.
Because
they knew it would mean their life.
They
was going to be sure they did their job.
Yeah.
And so they was going to be sure that they stayed right down there. They might not have wanted to, but they had to do it.
Yeah.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. Now the Lord's going to take over.
That's right.
You know, Satan is mighty, but God is almighty, and he'll take care of his people. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. And I thought the Lord's going to get him all fixed up to get out of that prison. He's going to dress him up. The Lord don't sanctify you and go off and leave you. When the Lord sanctifies you, he dresses you up. Now he's going to tell Peter what to do here. And the chains fell off from his hands, and the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me."
Yeah.
What does the Lord tell us to do? We have to follow the Lord. The Lord sanctifies us, puts his spirit in our heart, dresses us up, and then he says, "Follow me."
Right.
And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel. But he thought he saw a vision. You know, sometimes you get to feeling so good that you don't hardly think it's true. You think, you just about have to pinch yourself to feel like, is this true? The Spirit of the Lord is so good. The blessings of the Lord are so good. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them on its own accord. Nobody could do that but the Lord.
No.
Opened on its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and he delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews." Oh, the Lord will deliver his people. He'll take care of his people. His promises have never been known to fail, and they've been the same through all these years and these generations, and they'll stand true forever.
Yes, they will.
And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where they were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but she ran in and told how that Peter stood before the gate. She was so happy that she didn't even take time to open up and say anything to him. But they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. And then said they, "It is his angel." They didn't believe. We see people today, they won't believe. They won't believe he said even though one would raise from the dead, they wouldn't believe. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. He was busy he was going to go somewhere else.
Right.
You know, the Spirit of the Lord fills you up and you just want to keep telling it. And you just want to tell somebody else. And they don't all accept it and they don't all hear you. But you got that determination. So you just keep right on. And as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. What had was become of Peter? I imagine they were really scared. And when Peter had sought for him and found him not, and when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death.
Yeah.
And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace because the country was nourished by the king's country. They wanted to be sure they found favor in his sight.
Yeah.
They didn't want their life taken.
Right.
But upon a set day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a God,
right,
and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God
not the glory,
and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought, what, the end of destruction of those that don't serve the Lord, and it's no different than one than it is another.
God the glory. Amen.
And tonight I'm encouraged to serve this great God that has been so good to me, and I feel like I've got so much to be thankful for. And I thought too, as I was talking about those little children over there, and one of those little girls, she was just a beautiful little girl, and I thought about it all week. And she looked up at me and she says, "This is helping us to get, gonna help us to get sanctified, isn't it?"
Yeah,
I said, "Yes, honey, this will help you to get sanctified."
Yeah.
And that was worth all of my week over there to hear that child say that.
Yeah.
Children have a place.
Yes.
God used the children. I thought about David as he was put out there to confront that giant. He was just a small little boy, and he went in a childlike faith. He knew he had the faith that God would take care of him. If God had taken care of him when he was out with the beast, then he knew that God would take care of him. And that's all we have to have tonight, is that childlike faith and to be humble before the Lord. And I'm just real encouraged, and I ask you all to pray for me.